edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. You know what? I'm very happy to have as our new sponsor, preddefense.com, P-R-E-D, defense.com. You know, many people, even those in uniform, have been using shotguns for longer than you can imagine. For things that go bump in the night, no one ever disputes the incredible firepower of the shotgun or the need for one. However, what can be disputed oftentimes is that most are not proficient in performing an emergency reload. Have you ever tried to do that at night or under stress? Okay, simply put, when the fastest way to get that empty chamber filled with a fresh shell, that's that reload situation. Well, people have been trained on how to reload from a side saddle, but that takes a lot of time, more time than you may have. You usually end up taking your eyes off of the target as well. Folks, here's what you need to do. This is a new sponsor. This is a great product. I, believe it or not, I have this for my Mossberg 500. And it's, go to preddefense.com, P-R-E-D, defense.com. It's a wonderful solution for that reload situation. It's a patented solution that we know you're going to absolutely appreciate. It's no brain power required, especially when the adrenaline is pumping. That's preddefense.com, P-R-E-D, defense.com. And make sure you let them know you heard about their product on the Hagmann and Hagmann Report.
This hour, we are joined by Coach Dave from CoachDaveLive.com. Got his Coach Dave hat on here. Coach, it's great to have you on. It's been a while, and a lot has been going on since the last time we spoke.
Yeah, it sure has. And Joe, you look good in that hat. And Doug and Joe, both of you, I want you to know that those of us who are a few rungs down from you guys understand the attack that you're under. And Alex Jones and Dave Hodges, you guys, you know, you guys, that you're that top shelf, and so they're gonna come after you guys first. We know that, and so we stand with you, brothers, and fighting this fight because let me encourage you. We're gonna win this thing, fellas. We're gonna win. In fact, we are winning. We just don't understand it. Number one, we don't understand how to win, and because we don't understand how to win, we've been on defense so long that we don't even know. You know, remember old Twilight Zone? Rod Serling said, "Look, a signpost up ahead." You remember that next stop, the Twilight Zone?
Yep.
I think if we open our eyes and if we'll pull back from the everyday bombardment, which I go under, and I know that you guys are certainly under, if we pull back, brothers, there's all kinds of signposts telling us that the worm has turned. And I'm more encouraged right now than I've been. I've been doing this gig for 16, 17 years. I'm more excited now than I've ever been. I think the worm really turned for us during the last election, but we are in the most critical moment of all. It's like in a football game. We always told our guys this: when you score a touchdown, you immediately go for a turnover. Man, you blitz, you do everything you can to try to gain that big mo. And one of the things that I've been concerned about, Doug, Joe, is that we're not very good on offense. So we score a touchdown and we go back and sit on the bench and get out our Gatorade and our towels and wipe our faces off, and not realizing that we've kicked the ball off to the other team and they're advancing the ball. You've got to give them credit. They have never stopped playing offense. Never have. But again, my coaching experience told me this. I know those guys can play offense. I want to find out if they can play defense. And I always said in our coaching career, I'd watch the football game. I'd watch the film before we would play. And I'd turn off the projector when it was done. I'd look at our assistant coaches and I'd say, you know what? First team to 40 wins. And that's the way I looked at it. I wasn't worried about how many they scored. First team to 40. So we've got to change our mentality here a little bit. Understand that they've fumbled the ball several times, and we have an opportunity like we have never had in 20 years, at least 20 years, to advance the ball down the field and put a deadening blow on them, Doug. But we're in a really, really critical time.
Just in case anyone gets the wrong idea, when you're talking about regaining that mo, Chris Matthews, don't get excited. Okay, Shep Smith, don't get excited. Rachel Maddow, don't get excited. He's talking about momentum when he said mo. Settle down. All right.
Not that I wouldn't upset them on purpose, Doug.
There you go.
I would not be afraid to do that, but when we do it, let's make sure we do it on purpose.
There you go. And you know, to his credit, I got to tell you, folks, you talk about being under fire. Coach Dave Dottmeyer is now the, I believe, Kyle, Mantilla, I don't even know how to pronounce this yo-yo's last name, but he's got a man crush, I believe, on Coach because publishing everything Coach Dave Dalmeyer says. But to me, that is a badge of honor because looking at what Coach Dave has done, has earned him, and on Daily Coast too. Coach Dave Dalmeyer has been featured on there as well as being an enemy of them. And I'll tell you something. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that he has gone through to really, you're fighting a good game, Coach. I mean, you can tell, yeah. You can tell you're over the target, man.
We expect, hey, listen. Playing football, I expect those guys to hit back, don't you?
Absolutely.
And you know what? We haven't been very good, Doug. We haven't been very good at hitting back.
I don't know whether
it's our Christian mentality. I don't know exactly what it is, but we're in a war, and I better watch what I say, because I say stop playing like a girl, and it makes all the feminists mad. It's time we stop playing like girls. It's time we started playing like Christian men, and that's really what we try to do. So I take it as a badge of courage. For those of you who don't know, I do an hour program every morning from 7 until 8 o'clock every Eastern time, 5 days a week. We've been doing it for over a year now. And the right wing watch, they're watching us. We got a lot of the enemy that is watching us, Doug. And one of the things that makes our show unique, and I'm not patting myself on the back, is we teach a manly gospel. We open up the Bible, and we go through the Bible, and we try to tear down strongholds. Listen now. We try to tear down strongholds that Christians have, mindsets that we've been taught, things that we've been trained to think about Jesus, that Jesus was an effeminate guy and a love everybody guy and never get angry kind of guy and that we're supposed to roll over and let the other side have us. And see, there was a real change in Christianity that took place back about 1950, and we can get in that a little bit earlier, but having to do with, I believe, Israel becoming a nation. Our whole focus shifted in American Christianity in particular. And it went from all of a sudden earnestly contending for the faith, which is what we're told to do in the book of Jude, to suddenly packing our bags and waiting for the evacuation to leave. And because we've changed our focus about the great by and by, we've become so heavenly conscious that we're no earthly good. And now we wake up in the election of 2016. People are beginning to wake up and look around and see what's going on. And as somebody said, ain't about time somebody done something. And so it is time somebody done something, Doug and Joe. But I really believe this in my heart of hearts, that this is the greatest opportunity for the church to rise up and be the church. And if the church will do that, the church will accept that challenge. Folks, Donald Trump cannot make America great again. He may get the economy going. He may turn around some of our wars overseas. He may be doing a lot of stuff there. But the only opportunity for America to be great again is if we go back and re-embrace those values upon which we were founded. So Donald Trump, I like to tell everybody that he was just a bouncer at a bar. That's all he was, Doug. He put his foot in the door, and he blocked the door and didn't let Hillary get in there. And as we can see going on, the number of people and forces that are arrayed against Donald Trump is like something I have never, ever seen. And he is only going to be successful if the church, whatever we call that, and I'm not talking about that brick and mortar place. I'm talking about the Doug Hagmans and the Joe Hagmans and the Coach Daves and I can run down a litany of guys. If we are not willing to do what we see our opponents do, take our battle to the streets, stand up and fight against them out where the war is raging. If we're not willing to do that, they're going to bury Donald Trump. And I think we've heard a lot of people say we're in a 100-day war. Brothers, I don't really know if we have that long, but we got to stand up. We got to push back while we have that opportunity.
Very well said.
Coach, I want to ask you about something that I saw yesterday on Drudge, and I see it again today. Witches to cast spell on Trump. I don't know if you've been following this story or you saw this, but there is apparently a worldwide movement that is going on tomorrow, in order to allow these Satanists, these witches, to to try to put a hex on Donald Trump, mass hex across globe. And there's a story under it, Christian leaders pray for Trump against the demonic realm. Mm-hmm. How much of this, I mean, we know how much the spirit world, it affects everything. And that is really everything that's real, even though we can't see it. We know that the influences are there. Are we seeing the opposition to Trump and the evil ideology starting to openly embrace, you know, these evil practices?
I think they're being exposed, Joe. That's what I think is going on.
And okay.
I caught the attention, I think, of right wing watch and some of the left when I began back really last summer to begin to talk about the fact that there was demonic possession in the White House. The people would laugh out here in the hinterland out here where I live. They would say, oh, how can Obama be so stupid? Can't he see what's going on? And don't they know what's going on in that government? See, one of the biggest mistakes that we've made in Christianity, you guys know this, you know I lead with my faith, you know? I can analyze the culture, I can analyze what's going on, but to me it all comes down to a spiritual issue. The Lord said in Genesis that he put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between his seed and her seed, and it would be an eternal battle. And it told in the book of Ephesians that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Guys, listen. Barack Obama is under demonic control. Now, there are some people who are watching who maybe aren't Christians, who think what I'm telling you is crazy, but I'm telling you, I ain't crazy. And I'm also going to tell you this, that Hillary Clinton is right now and has been since she's been running under a demonic protection. You say, what are you talking about? Well, come on now. You open up your Bible, you believe in angels. You believe in guardian angels. You believe in demons. We have this understanding that spiritual world is out there and they're operating, but we don't really understand it. We really don't get it. And so I began to talk to people about, this is back again, way last year, Doug, Joe, and I've been trying to warn them. Say, can't you see what's going on? It's demonic. Can't you see? If you would stop and think about how the goodness of God and how good and great Almighty God is. Well, Sir Isaac Newton, I think it was, one of those smart guys, said that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. If God is all good, how deep must evil be? It must be unbelievable. And I tried to get people to understand that what we were seeing was demonic in nature. Everything was going on. And I was amazed. I was one of the first guys, Doug, not patting myself on the back. I was one of the first guys cracking the whip on the Trump train because I saw what a lot of people saw. I know that I'm all over the place, but stay with me because I think this is critical for people to understand. God moved to put Donald Trump into office. Everybody in America was shocked that he won that election. But here's what we better try to figure out. Did God put Donald Trump into office for our good or for our bad? We really don't know that yet. All we know is that he certainly supernaturally intervened to beat Hillary Clinton. I mean, it shocked the whole world. And I'm trying to explain to people all the time that we're going through this, that when I was watching the elections down in the South, remember when the Republican primary started, it started in the South.
Yeah.
The Bible Belt, right, Doug?
Joe?
The
yep.
Bible Belt. And we were watching election after election, state after state, the golden boy of Christianity, Ted Cruz, in the Bible Belt, was getting his hind end kicked by this reprobate, right? And we can't believe what's going on. And people are saying, what's going on? How can this be happening? What are Christians thinking? And I saw something, Doug. I think the average Christian looked at their pastor, and they like their pastor, and they respect their pastor. But they said, you know what? We need a butt kicker in the White House. We don't need a pastor.
That's right.
My pastor don't have the gonads. He doesn't have the oomph that it takes. We need somebody who's going to be somebody who's dealt with the mafia in New York, dealt with all those unions, somebody who's been face to face with that. We need somebody like that. And so the Lord supernaturally, I think, gave us Donald Trump, not that he is a righteous man. Please hear me. But he's a bouncer. and he blocked the door. And what we have better ask ourselves now is, what are we going to do? Hey, Joe, Doug, fumble! That's what I'd be yelling if I was coaching. If I'd be yelling, fumble! What does that mean? Somebody jump on the stinking ball. There's a ball loose. There's a ball loose in America, brothers. And are we going to, are we Christians, we God-fearing Americans. No, you don't even have to be a Christian. Mom and pop God-fearing Americans. Are we going to jump on the football? Are we going to pick up the football and pound it into the end zone? Or are we going to sit back and pray that Donald Trump's able to do that for us? I believe in my heart of hearts that he is crying out for his support to rise up. If our, if his support rises up, brother, this is going to be unbelievable to watch what goes on. But if it doesn't, if we stay hunkered down in our churches and don't get involved, and our pastors wash their hands and don't want to be involved with it, I believe we're going to miss the time of the Lord's visitation. I'm not saying Donald Trump is a man of God. Please hear me. I, the other night I heard Melania Trump pray.
Yes.
Yes, I heard people. Doug, I heard people complain about that.
I did too. A pastor, no less.
Yeah, I saw articles about it.
I said, are you kidding me? You kidding me?
Yeah.
Barbara Bush, I never heard her do it. I never heard Laura Bush do it. I don't think I ever heard Nancy Reagan do it. I certainly didn't hear Hillary. Nope. I didn't hear Obama. And I said, my goodness, Melania Trump invited God back in. She at least acknowledged God. And they said, well, she had to read it. She didn't even believe it. Let me tell you, guys, that's the word of God. That ain't just a prayer. You turn to Matthew 7. It is word by word the words of Jesus Christ. And that word will not return void. And instead, us, we holier-than-thou Christians say, oh, she doesn't really mean it. She's a blasphemer. She doesn't really mean it. I say, wake up, dude! Wake up! The Lord's trying to show us something. And if we spent more time praying and working that for Donald Trump, that God might move on his heart, brother, we're going to see the second biggest upset in the history of my lifetime when this deep state, this new world order, gets overturned. You know what I think, brother? I'm sick and tired of that new world order. I want that old world order. I want that old America back.
There you go. And okay, wow, you said a number of things here. All right, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I heard it. Okay, but I caught some of the highlights. I know how the game went. I was thinking of you the day after, or maybe the 2 days after, thinking, you know, this year or this election, America is like the Super Bowl. I mean, we're like the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're it, brother.
And how everyone kind of wrote off the Patriots.
After they were down, you know.
They say, oh, yep, man, ain't going to happen.
Whatever.
And then, bam, they come through. All right. Now, I was thinking, boy, you know, I wonder what Coach thinks about this, and then comparing it to our situation. That was number one. I just had to say that. Kind of a
random. Just, we're in the Super Bowl for Western civilization. Keep your thought there a second, Doug.
Yeah.
Western civilization. I'm telling you guys, Western civilization hangs in a balance. Not Christianity. Christianity is going to continue on, but Western civilization hangs in a balance.
It does. And I think people have a tendency not to see the bigger picture. Not to see. And you're right about Donald Trump. He's not going to make America great again. And sometimes, the other thing I want to mention too, when you were talking, I should pull the tape, from one of the interviews that you were on. June, July, in that vicinity. I think you were one of the very first people who said, yeah, Donald Trump is going to do this.
Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I thought, and I remember after the show thinking, wow, he really went on a limb saying that, because no one was really thinking that at the time. And shame on us, by the way. Shame on me for not having that faith, but that aside.
Well, it's not that, Doug. We don't understand that God's ambidextrous.
Yeah.
He's ambidextrous. And we always think with his right hand of authority, we always think that God's moving with his right hand. But I've learned throughout my life, he's always tinkering over here with his left. He's always tinkering, doing something over here that we don't understand. In fact, he told us that my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. And there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end result there is death and destruction. So if Donald Trump had left us, I'm sorry, if Almighty God had left us to our own devices, brothers, thank God. See, again, he's in control of everything, but he doesn't control everything. He doesn't micromanage. You understand? Right. We have free will. Ultimately, he's in control, but he has given us an opportunity here for his name's sake, that we might be able to rescue ourselves in the times in which we live. But Doug, if I can, I'm sorry I get on. I don't get a chance to speak to this whole crowd. Okay,
this is your time.
Okay, brother, I appreciate that. And we don't understand the time in which we live. We do not understand the times in which we live. And I think there's a great lesson that the Lord is teaching to all of us in this whole thing, and it's called the leaven of the Pharisees. And the leaven of the Pharisees, Jesus spoke directly about that. He said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. And what was that? Self-righteousness. The Pharisees had this idea, I'm better than everybody. Our hands are clean. Us, why we wouldn't do that. And the Lord said very clearly, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. And what does that mean? I'm more righteous than you are. I lost some friends during this last election process because I came out for a guy they didn't think was righteous. And they judged me based on who I was going to vote for. Can you believe that, brother? Can you believe that you would lose friends based on who you were going to cast a vote? But I said, listen, you vote for whoever you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. The Lord can use whoever he wants to use. He can use an ass if he wants to. And if I saw right then that there was something special, that what we needed was somebody to come in, flip over the tables, and give us a chance to reclaim where we are. That's where we are. That's why I say, he's not going to make America great again. He blocked the gate. Let's go in, boys. It's our turn now.
Coach, something you said earlier about, the offense and defense, and you talked about how these people really have not stopped playing offense. It's amazing their ability to spin and create controversies and lies into fake news stories that other people that they broadcast for other people to and they believe them. What's our best? I mean, we know that the mainstream media is failing. We know that the Democratic Party is failing. The liberal insanity is being shown and showcased for what it is. What would be a good way for us, if you have any ideas, to put them on their heels? I mean, we see that, stories like the Pizzagate story, really bothers them, but there has to be another way, to expose. I mean, is it just people like us and our audience who are, continuing to spread the information? Because there seems to be, it doesn't matter fact or not, people's, seem to be shut off to information that they disagree with at this point.
So can the old football coach tell you what I'd say to the guys in the mm-hmm. locker room? Hey, boys, talk's cheap. We can talk ourselves till our tongue falls out. Eventually, we're going to have to stand up and we're going to have to do something. You know, Doug, I was at the inaugural. I took a group of about 26 burly guys with me to the inaugural, and that was something neat to be part of. But the most amazing thing was the next day, when they had the Million Lesbian March, or the Million whatever it was they called that thing.
Pink Hat Revolution. The March of the Amazonian Masterhood.
Brother, I'm telling you, it was unbelievable, and we held our own. I'll tell you that. We went and we made it intentional that we were going to boldly counter the lies of the left. And ever since we got back from that, again, I had about 26 guys that are out there with us, and you could talk to every one of them, and they could tell you that they never in their life had experienced the power of God when we were bold, and the ability to turn back the forces of darkness. See, the entire argument of the left is based on two things: lies and emotions. Lies and that's it. And when you counter the lie, all they can do is flip you off and call you names, and we see it happen all the time. And so we bellied up to the bar. We made the determination that we were not going to be intimidated, and we were not going to back down, and we were going to answer every challenge that we had. And when I came back from there, Doug, Joe, I came back with this. I told my wife, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm amping it up. I'm going to become more in your face than I have ever been. And the reason I had a phenomenon that happens on Facebook. sometimes I like to get on Facebook and just be a provocateur, you know, whether it be a quick little video or whether I just write a little something and post it on there. You know what I find out? When I do something really edgy, I get a lot of likes, but I don't get a lot of shares. Couldn't figure that out. I mean, why you guys just like this? Why don't you share it? And then I realized we're cowardly. See, they like what I said, but they don't want to share it with anybody else because they're afraid somebody's going to get mad at them and counter them and say something to them and defriend them. I said, listen, my buddy Rich, I don't know if Rich is listening tonight. Rich told me this. You know what we need on Facebook page? We need an enemy page. We need an enemy icon. We got a friend icon. I need some enemy icons because it's time that we began to figure out in this battle who's on our side and who's not on our side. And until we do that, we're never going to be able to begin to move forward in victory. I'm heading to Austin, Texas tomorrow. There's a big rally down there by Representative Tony Tinderholt.
Hang on, Coach. Hold that thought.
Fired up, man.
We got about 3 minutes here. We're at the bottom of the hour. Coach Dave Dobmeier, Coach Dave Live. Okay, we're going to pick up his trip to Austin, Texas, but boy, he's right on the money.
Absolutely.
We need on Facebook, not a friend page, but an enemy page. I love it. Thank you, man. I love it. We're going to be right back. Visit, bookmark, Coach Dave Live, every morning, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Forget the enemy page. We can just throw a whole Facebook in the trash.
Excuse me.
There you go, fella.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Coach Dave. Coach Dave Live is the website, CoachDaveLive.com, I'm sorry. And Coach Dave will be with us till the end of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you could possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Erickson.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free. Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America. Happy New Year!
This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Coach Dave Live, that's where the place to go every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. Get your spiritual fulfillment, your shot in the arm, your spiritual B12 shot. Get your game plan from Coach Dave Dobmeier, America's coach. Frankly, our coach here at the Hagman Studios. We would gladly follow him into the game, into where the hitting's going on. By the way, I wouldn't mess with him. He could whoop you.
No, seriously. I'm all bark, man. I'm all bark.
I don't know, man. I you scare me. But, folks, before I get back to Coach Dave, Texas ready. Look, if you're preparing, and you should be, seed banks should be high on your list. Seed banks from Texas Ready, they are the best seed banks in the world. They contain regionally appropriate open pollinated heirloom seeds. Most seed banks don't take into account geographical differences. Texas Ready does. They will suit they'll send your seeds to where you intend to plant. Hybrid seeds, they're only good for one garden. They don't reproduce true to type. That's why it's necessary to purchase stable heirloom seeds from Texas Ready. TexasReady.net, they use certified seeds. They've got over 80-plus varieties of vegetables and fruits, including 8 dual-purpose herbs, culinary and medicinal. That is, the larger seed banks, they come with manuals. They will tailor whatever. You contact them. To contact them, TexasReady.net, the other website. They will tailor your seed bank to your needs. They've got a fantastic special there at TexasReady.net for Hagman and Hagman listeners. Go to TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net.
I'll tell you, this weather that we're having, these warm weeks and weeks, I already pulled my Texas Ready seeds out, and I'm ready to get my garden started. I'm wanting to start already, and knowing it's too soon, but I got them out and I got them ready. So
there you go.
Once we do hit this, once spring comes around, I'm going to start germinating them in little cups, and then I'm going to, till the garden, and when it's time, I'm going to put them out there and plant them. So I can't wait to, and I'll take pictures and everything. Texas Ready is the place to go for all your seeds. TexasReady.com. Coach.
.net,
sorry. Coach, all right, let's get right back into this. We covered a lot of ground in the first segment, and during the break we were talking a little bit. Where do you want to start off right now?
Well, I'm going to give a shameless plug. Doug, listen, folks, our show that we do Saturday on every morning, 5 days a week, it's free and it's archived. And if don't sit around and listen to Rush Limbaugh, and don't sit around and listen to Sean Hannity. God bless those guys. Give it a half hour a day. Just listen to what we're talking about, because we are raising up. We are poking men in the chest and telling men it's time to man up. And you won't believe this, we're doing it by using this thing right here. And we're trying to show men what a Christian man is supposed to behave like. What a Christian nation with Christian men, how that thing ought to be operating. And to come to the realization that we are in the mess that we are in because Christian men in particular have dropped the ball. We have not stepped up to the plate. And we are coming into a time in America where if the men of God in particular do not wake up, brother, I don't know if we're going to be able to recover. That's archived at CoachDaveLive.com. I promise you, you listen to it, you're going to be glad you do. It's not just me. You've got a bunch of folks that are on the show with us. That's a shameless plug, Doug, but I think the show's that good.
It is that good.
I think it is. I think it is that good.
And folks, and so, support Past Assault Ministries, Coach Dave Dobmeier. Put your 100% support behind him because he's got boots on the ground everywhere. He's the guy that goes out, drives 10 hours, take food to people. Do it.
So along that line, Doug, we're heading, as I started to say, to Austin, Texas. I don't know how many folks are aware that there's a bill that's been introduced by Representative Tony Tinderholt down in Texas to recriminalize abortion. And we'll let that sink in a minute. In America, how long are we going to continue to allow them to tear to pieces little children in the womb? And we look at Donald Trump and we say, well, when's he going to sign that executive order? When he's going to sign this executive order? Can I ask you something, folks? Why would you expect Donald Trump to do something that your stinking pastor won't do? Why would you expect Donald Trump to stand up and end abortion when your pastor won't say a damn thing about it? And so down in Texas, on Saturday afternoon, there is going to be a huge rally, and yeah, the pro-aborts are going to be there. They are going to be there. But we're going to be there too, and we're going to do what we're told in the book of Jude, to earnestly contend for the faith. This battle for the future of America, Western civilization, is going to be won and lost by the church. Now, I want to read something to you today. I shared this on my show on, I don't know, maybe it was yesterday. Pardon me if I put on my dollar store glasses here. But I think it's important for us to hear this. Bear with me here a second. Hey, listen, I'm sorry if you're not a Christian, okay? It matters to me. I believe it to be true. I believe it to be important. I believe it's the only answer that we have, the only real answer that we have. The book of Titus, it says this. Listen to this. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be shut, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Now, I could go on, but you know who they're talking about there, Doug?
Tell me.
They're talking about the guys standing in the pulpits.
All right.
And Titus told it that their mouths have to be shut. We see what's going on in America. It's amazing. Abortion has found a home inside the American church. Somebody can say amen out there. Abortion's found a home. Homosexuality has found a home inside the American church. And can I tell you this? Islam is finding a home inside the American church. And Jesus said that he was going to build a church in chapter 13, Jesus said he was going to build a church and the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. So what we see going on right now is the prime opportunity for men of God and Christians to stand up and begin to push back. Hey, Doug, if abortion is legal a year from today, there's only one person to blame. And that's those of us who claim the name of Christ. We're the one. Not that it ain't going to be Donald Trump, and it ain't going to be the Republican legislator. If abortion is legal a year from today, it's our fault. You understand that?
That's right.
And we saw the impact. We don't understand the impact, I'm sorry, that blood of those little baby boys and girls is currency in the spiritual realm. See, there, a lot of you don't even know there's a spiritual realm, but there is. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers. Those little babies, their innocent blood. Doug, you know this. I read your books. I loved your book, Stained by Blood. I loved that book. And what did you find out in there, Doug? You found, as you did your research, you found that there was demonic influence out there, and it had to do with blood. It sure had to do with blood. And we look at what's going on in the United States of America and evil being unleashed like we've never seen it be unleashed before. We see Planned Parenthood selling more body parts than AutoZone, and we can't figure out what's going on. We have got to turn off the spigot. Blood, innocent blood, is the spigot. It is the currency in the spiritual realm. And if the church wants to stop this flood of evil, we are going to have to end the scourge of abortion. Now, Doug, this makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Makes a lot of them uncomfortable. There are people listening right now to the sound of my voice. They've had abortions. Men who've paid for abortions. Okay, fellas, that's happened. That's all under the blood. But at what point do we wake up and say, my goodness, no more. It has got to stop. And I'm going to tell you that the church is not taking this issue seriously enough. We just are not taking it seriously enough. And that's what is feeding this whole demonic realm. So I'm committed. Some of my buddies were committed to go down to Austin, Texas and stand all weekend to try to end abortion. Listen, man, it's the church's job. And just, you can check it all through the scripture. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. They sacrifice goats and bulls. Why? To cover their sin. They put blood on the doorposts and the lintel. You walk out to Planned Parenthood, there's blood coursing down the sewers of every city in America. We can't understand why people are killing each other and government's out of control and men are having affairs with men. Brothers, this stuff is all connected from a spiritual standpoint.
And people need to understand that. Like you said in the first segment of your appearance, this is a spiritual, there's a spiritual element here, a huge spiritual element.
It is, brother. Yep.
And you mentioned about the demonic aspects of Obama and Hillary and the people in that same venue. And I think a lot of people just blow that off, don't understand it, or don't want to understand it, or don't want to even acknowledge it. And I think by bringing it up, I think that's when really things changed for you. If I'm seeing that or hearing this right, when you start talking about that, all of a sudden you start attracting the flock.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And so there's
a connection, Doug. Now listen, yeah. I'm going to shocking word for the crowd tonight. Listen, this pedophilia is real, brothers. This is real. And all you have to do, Doug, you know this. Just go check the local police blotters and see how many missing children there are in America. Now, can somebody tell me where those children are? How could we be shocked that the people who would go into an abortion clinic and rip a baby out of a mother's womb, how could we be shocked when that same cabal of people wants to do it to born children? How can we be shocked by that? And the depth of the evil that is going on underground in this nation is astonishing. And you know what's happened to them in Washington, D.C.? I don't hang out in Washington, D.C. I don't have any big friends in D.C., but I can tell you this. Everybody in Washington, D.C. has been compromised. They've all been compromised.
That's what we said.
Dirt,
yep.
They got dirt on everybody.
Bribed or compromised.
That?
Yes.
Right. Larry Nichols told me that. The old Clinton guy. He told me that. They got it on everybody. So the first thing they do when a new guy gets elected to Congress, he comes to Washington, D.C., and they keep after him till they get him in a compromising position. They get pictures of it, and then they own him.
That's right.
Now, go ahead.
Just as the blood is a currency, is used as currency, this is the same thing. You mentioned something about... I read an article the other day. It's funny how this appears in overseas publications before American publications, but 16-year-old Antonio Lopez of Omaha, Nebraska, gave birth to a baby girl, threw it out of the second-story window moments after giving birth, and then asked for a ride in a huge favor on Facebook. And she showed absolutely no remorse for doing this. This is the culture of death.
Mm-hmm.
That's embraced all of us, and you know.
Well, they've dehumanized us, Doug. Folks, please hear me there. Please hear me. That in the genocide is the attempt to eliminate a people group, a race, culture, religion. You think back to the Civil War, and the way that our black brothers and sisters were treated, slavery, and 600,000 men died to free those slaves. And you know how they were able to pull that slavery stuff off, Doug? You know how they were able to lynch people and get away with it? Very, very simply. They simply said they're not really humans.
Right.
In fact, the Supreme Court of the United States, Dred Scott said, what, they're 6/10 of a human being. So you could do that. You know, you could treat a black guy like that because he's really just a beast. He's not really a person. You can sell him. You can whip him. You can do whatever with him. And it took the sacrifice, the blood sacrifice of 600,000 American men to end that scourge. Yeah. And then we don't have to go too far to go to the late 1930s and see what happened over in Nazi Germany. And how were they able to pull that off, Doug? Well, amazing, isn't it? They said that Nazis were less than human. I'm sorry, the Jews were less than human. Yeah. They were subhumans. And since they were less than humans and just animals, well, you know, they're just animals. What does it matter? And they convinced a whole bunch of people that they were just animals. And so then we wake up and it's 1973. What do they tell us, Doug? That baby's not a baby. That isn't a human being. It's the same daggone strategy that the devil has used throughout American history. Right. And if we can, we know, Doug, I saw it at that March for Life. You know what's happened to us? I'm sorry, not March for Life, but the lesbian march. Used to be a time when you would go and you'd have a debate with those women and they would debate with you as to whether or not that was a life or whether it was a baby or my body, my choice. So they would debate that. You know what they debate now, Doug?
No.
It don't matter. Oh. They have the right. They have the right to do whatever they want to do. It's no. They're no longer in denial. It's a baby. That's how far we have fallen. They no longer deny it's a baby. Now let me connect another dot for you, friends. See, the Republicans don't really want to end abortion. We know the Democrats don't, because $500 million goes to them to Planned Parenthood, and then Planned Parenthood sends it out the back door to all their Democrat candidates and fund their campaigns. Government money going to Planned Parenthood out the back door to the Democrats. They don't want to end abortion. But we got our pro-life Republicans. They want to end abortion, don't they? And we got all these other groups out there raising all kinds of money they can to end abortion. What do they do? Why, they donate it to those Republicans' campaigns. And they go out and they say that they're going to fight abortion. And you know what happens? The money flows in from both sides and the blood never stops. At what point are we going to wake up and see what's going on with this game and cut off the blood money to both sides of this debate? That's the job of the church.
I agree. And right now the church is AWOL. And Coach, I mean, you're rallying a lot of support. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and support Coach Dave Live. Pastor Salt Ministries, Coach Dave Dobmeyer. Support him. He deserves our support. He's got his boots on the ground. He's out there.
You know what we do, Doug? So people would know this. One of the things that we try to do, scripture says that no soldier goes to war at his own charges or his own expense. I'm taking some guys with me down to Austin, Texas. We took some guys with us to D.C., 26 of them. And Doug, I don't think they ought to have to pay their way. I don't pay them. You understand? I don't pay them to go.
Right.
But they shouldn't have to buy their own hamburgers.
No, I don't.
And they shouldn't have to pay their own flight down there, and they shouldn't have to put gas in their car. So that's what we're trying to do. We look at that other side. The other side is so financially solid.
Oh, yeah.
What were you saying today, Doug? $1.5 million in 5 weeks or something like that?
Yeah,
some organization got?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we're fighting as hard as we can with nickels and dimes, just with God-fearing men that have enough of it. I'm not afraid to say it. We're worthy of your support because we take it to the front lines. And I tell a lot of people I come in contact, you find somebody more front lines than us, you support them. You find somebody that's more actively engaged, you support them, for they deserve it. But, yep, brother, we're out there, we're digging holes, planting poles, and stringing the wire, too. I can promise you that.
And we've seen this. Joe and I have seen this, and we appreciate Coach Dave and all of the people behind him. I was going to ask him a question, but if you got a question.
Well, I have a question, Coach. I mean, you've been on these front lines and leading the charge and many of these events, and you've seen the success rate and the impact it's had. I guess it's a two-part question. One for people who can't mobilize and get behind, you know, and to these different places, and two for people who might be looking for other avenues. What better or what other way can people fight aside from being on the front lines with you?
Well, as you guys know, we have the Salt and Light Brigade, and that it's still, we still use the Salt and Light Brigade, and we divide it into three different branches. We have what we call the prayer force. Like, wouldn't it be great, instead of worrying about these witches casting a spell, wouldn't it be great if we had thousands and thousands of Christians praying for the protection of President Trump. That's our prayer force. Wouldn't it be great that before we go down into Austin, Texas this weekend, that we have a lot of prayers going out in front of us. People who are preparing the ground for us. I call it the air force because they're bombing the ground, softening up the enemy when we go in. And then we have what we call the infantry. And the infantry are those who make phone calls and those who send emails and those who do whatever they can, write letters, try to impact the people down on the ground to make a difference. And then we have those of us that we call the SWAT team, the spiritual weapons and tactics team. We hit the beach. We're the first guys on the beach. And we have seen, if I had more time, Doug, I could rattle off five different things where this process, prayer force, infantry, and SWAT team has led to victories that we never thought we were going to be able to do. Remember this, the Bible, all those demons that are down there, all those demons that were at the lesbian march, remember the Bible says one can set 1,000 and two can set 1,000, 3, 10,000. The multiplication power of Christians coming together in spiritual unity is unbelievably powerful. In fact, the Lord said that where there is unity, He would command the blessing. So all we try to do is get people to join our Salt and Light Brigade. We notify them. We're going to the battle. Hey, those of you who can pray, pray. Those of you who can fax. Those who can send the email, send it. And those of you who can go, baby, let's go. Because, Doug, I don't care what kind of army you have. At some point, you're going to have to put boots on the ground. We That's right. cannot win this thing without boots on the ground, and that's what we do.
You know, if I can...
Good at it, too.
We got this, and folks, you can sign up to get the newsletter. This is Coach's February newsletter.
I've got newsletters in my office saved, going back, I think, 18 months. And they show the...
Yeah, and it keeps track
of... We do it, man.
Yeah, what Coach is doing, what their organization is doing. You know, they got pictures and articles and information. And make sure you take advantage of all the information and the...
But
what Coach is doing on the front lines. Absolutely.
Hey, Doug, listen. There are guys listening right now, and I hear them in my morning show. And there are folks sitting out there right now, and their heart's beating. Right now, their heart's beating fast. Because I'm saying something that's touched them. And they know that they haven't been living out their faith. They know that they haven't been doing what they're supposed to do, and their heart's beating. And here's what I would say to you. If that's you, if your heart's beating, you shoot me an email. You go to my website, CoachDaveLive.com, and you shoot me an email, and we're going to get you in the game. And we're going to teach you how to go. We're going to teach you how to fight. We're going to teach you what to say. We won't ask you to do anything that you're not comfortable with, but I'm going to tell you, hey, Doug, we got guys growing hair on their chest. Because they go down there, they see the enemy, they understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and when they get done going down there, they want to go do it again. We see men who have their faith come alive, brother. This right. thing is real, and we're looking for men who want to get involved to make a difference. Say, well, Coach, I can't go all the time, I got a job. I understand. Sometimes you can. We give you sometimes good enough notice that you can make it, sometimes it's short notice. But we need bodies. We need an army. We need men who are convinced and understand the time in which we live and know that at some point we're going to have to meet them toe-to-toe and nose-to-nose out on that battlefield.
That's right. Coach, a couple of minutes left before we got to cut you loose. So anything you'd like to promote? Obviously, Coach Dave Live every morning. Go to the website for details on that. You've got a ministry that needs to be... lifted up in prayer as well as financial support. Any upcoming events? Are you going to Austin here?
What? Here's what I want to hear. Under the unction of the Lord, here's what I want to promote, Doug.
Go ahead.
I'm reminded of the movie The Lion King. I don't know if you saw it. It was years ago that thing was moving. The great Lion King who died, and his little baby Simba lived after him. And there's a scene in that Lion King with that little monkey and that little rat, I think they were. They're jumping around, and there's little Simba, and Simba's heartbroken because his daddy's not around and everything. And they said, come on, and they lead him down there. And Simba goes over, and he looks over the bridge, and he looks down into the water, into the reflection. And what does he see? He sees his dad. He sees the Lion King. Simba, his son, sees the Lion King. And he looks down into his son's eyes, and the Lion King says to his son, Don't you understand? I'm paraphrasing. Don't you understand that you are in me and I am in you? And everywhere you go, I go with you. And then he said this to him, Doug. He said, you are so much more than you have become.
Ooh.
That's us, man. That's my message. We are so much more great. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We serve the Alpha and the Omega. Brother, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we are doing disservice to our Lord to allow the devil to run around unopposed. And so my call to men tonight is, come on, man, tighten your belt, earn your meal money, and let's go defend the cause of Christ. That's what I believe is going to be necessary for us to do in the days, years that lay ahead of us.
Understood. God bless you, Coach. Thank you so much for being on our program. You have blessed us, and I'll tell you, we can only be, just thank you. I mean,
I love you guys, man. Always an honor to be on with you guys, and appreciate all the support. And Joe, put that daggone hat on, man. Makes you look tough.
Yes, sir.
Bless you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
God bless you guys. Thanks.
America's Coach, our coach, CoachDaveLive.com, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and if you can't catch the show on live, then definitely catch the archive.
Yeah.
It's a great show. You know, you talk about common sense and
a lot of right things,
mixed with, you know, the Word of God. And it's a great way to start any day. Is to get up and listen to Coach Dave, what he has to say on current events, on the world of Scripture, and where we see the intersection of those two. CoachLive.com is the website. Absolutely.
And a great, great crew he's put together.
Yeah.
I love that. The prayer force, the SWAT team.
Yeah. And he's got something for everybody. If you want to volunteer your time to be able to help and make a difference, again, go to CoachDaveLive.com. When we come back, a man who's been in the headlines a lot in the recent last couple of days and weeks, and who's been on our show in the last few weeks, Robert David Steele, former CIA agent, robertdavidsteele.com. He'll be our guest for hour number 3. Don't go anywhere. It should be a very informative interview.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in this community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.